I'm Audie Cornish, sitting in for Farai Chidea, and this is News & Notes. Time now for sports with News & Notes regular William Roden. When he's not helping us out, Bill writes a sports column for the New York Times. Bill, welcome.
Hey, Audie, how are you doing?
Well, let's start with basketball, because at least there's some good news there. The big story is the big trade. That's Kevin Garnett, superstar for the NBA. He's 31, and he's labored with the Minnesota Timberwolves forever without a ring. And now he's going to the Celtics, a team that hasn't really been in the winner's circle since the mid-'80s. So what does this do for the Celtics?
Oh, well, you're right when you said great news. This is the best news that Boston has had maybe since they drafted Larry Bird. I mean, it's really kind of at that level. You know, now with Garnett, the big ticket, Ray Allen, and Pierce, boy, this puts Boston on paper, Audie, on paper. This is Boston, remember. it puts Boston right in there. I mean, in the East, they've got to be the team to beat. So this is huge news. This is really, really big news.
And you made a point there to point out Boston. What is going to be the difference in fan base here coming from Minnesota?
In Minnesota, I think the fans were grateful. And I think in Boston, the fans are demanding. And frankly, that's going to be very interesting to see how Garnett does in an atmosphere where the fans are really demanding. They're demanding championships. They're used to championships. And Garnett, for all of the money and for all the acclaim, has never won a championship, has never really gotten close to a championship. And part of the knock on Kevin was that he was kind of okay with that, that he was getting paid very handsomely, he was a solid citizen, and everything was just cool and mellow. But Boston is not about cool and mellow. They won a championship.
Well, one thing about the Garnett story, it's taking attention away from the scandal over the NBA referee who's, you know, accused of doing possible game fixing and gambling. How's the NBA dealing with this in a year when TV ratings and interest in the game have been pretty low?
You know, this was a huge blow, and I think it was a blind side to David Stern, who is the NBA commissioner, who prides himself on kind of knowing everything that's going on and all that. And this just hit him in the stomach. And how are they dealing with it? Well, I think they're trying to do as much damage control as possible. But the latest story was a gambler was saying that he knew Donaghy and had his suspicions that Donaghy was tipping off a couple gamblers. So, you know, this is one story that's not going to go away. And I think that what the NBA is just praying for is that this doesn't get any larger, any wider.
And I know another league that's probably praying that this issue doesn't get any wider is NFL, dealing with the Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick. What's going on with that? Is that the end of Vick's career?
Well, yeah, yes. I mean, the NFL was so happy when the NBA got pulled into this referee scandal, and the NBA was like hoping that the Michael Vick scandal just keeps getting bigger. The Vick thing is just bad news all the way around. And I think it's safe to say Michael's career in the short term is over, at least for this season. He's got a court case to deal with. He's got just awful public relations to deal with. And it's really sad because, and I know all the dog lovers, well, what do you mean it's sad? Well, it is sad because you had a young man who was on top of the world. He could have been building libraries and schools instead of, you know, apparently, you know, building dog kennels for dog fighting. So it's about wasted potential.
Well, another black athlete who might fall into that category is Barry Bonds. He was here last night where the Giants lost to the Dodgers, didn't get any home runs last night. But my question to you is, even if Barry Bonds' pursuit of the home run record wasn't haunted by accusations of steroid use, would African-Americans care about the record?
And I think so. And by the way, I wouldn't characterize Bonds, like with Vic. I wouldn't lump him there. I think people care, and I think African Americans care. I think this is an American story, and it's an American dilemma, and it's become a polarizing issue as well. Yeah, I think African Americans are really, really, really tuned into this, simply because I think many African Americans see Bonds as this persecuted figure. Here you see this great home run hitter, guy who's about to break one of the great all-time records in sports, who's being demonized, who's being singled out, a terrible, you know, and it's funny you mentioned Michael Vick, and it's kind of the same thing. The Michael Vick issue should be about how are we going to eliminate dog fighting and animal fighting in the United States. It's become, how are we going to get rid of Michael Vick? And I think Barry Bonds should become, hey, we want to find out who over the period of decades has been using steroids, but I think it's become, we want to flog Barry Bonds. I think this is a huge story for African Americans who are into sports and who are into justice, basically.
Well, Bill, it's been a rough few weeks for sports, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, and sports will prevail.
William C. Roden regularly joins us to talk sports. He's also a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of $40 Million Slaves, The Rise and Fall of Redemption of the Black Athlete, just released in paperback.